Jack?
I'm gonna reiterate.
Jack Snell, Radio.
Yeah, Jack Snell, 109, Woodside Drive. My concerns with trustees and not, and a couple of them. First speaker, first question, probably my concern about, but with all due apologies to outdoor representatives who several I've known for many years, I still think that the idea that Toronto Service, Accent Corporation, and the current outdoor structure, Green Wheel Belt, would face a very, very touching subject. If Max and Burbers can make money on a sign of social, why are they going to do it for Green Wheel Belt?
Amen.
Previous questioner, questions that sustainable pipes and mandates, there's trouble written all over it. And there's been no mention tonight of outside of the industrial environmental problem, which there's going to be. But there's leaching that goes on for 125 or 50 years. The leaching could have come out of oncoming industrial lands could be everywhere. I have no idea where they are, but I sent them on to urge our, I know we have no vote in this, but I do want to urge our council to take this with the most extreme caution. I just can't see any good coming out of this one.
Maybe that's not a question, so I don't think I have to answer anything there. Yeah. Okay. No, I appreciate that. But anyhow, I think the process that I see it, and your city's going through right now, is very diligent. You know, there's going to be $400,000 worth of studies done that your city's going to, they're heading it up. Stop what's paying for it. Let's start turning over all those stones, Jack, and I, you know. We can break and debate the history of the Charles Horse, all that, and then afterwards, okay?